Hi, I'm going to do a little oracle card reading for you for the season to bring additional information through or to highlight some of the things that have already been said. And I'm using several card decks. The first one is the Universal Love Deck by Tony Carmine Salerno. And the first two cards that I'm going to read are about just additional information that might be helpful in addition to the astrology forecast, as well as just anything that might be helpful for you to know right now. So the first card is, and these obviously were pulled without me seeing. I mean, I didn't consciously choose these cards. They were pulled them as we pull tarot cards. Guardian. At times, you feel lonely in the midst of company, but the reality is that you are never alone, for you are loved more than you can possibly imagine. In this card, there is an image of a woman who feels lonely, but unbeknownst to her, standing right beside her is a guardian angel that watches over her and loves her. An angel is close to you right now, and you can feel their presence. Now and in the coming days. Watch for synchronicities, the words of a song you hear, the falling of a leaf or a feather, a bird or a butterfly fluttering by. These are all signs from your angel who is here to guide and illuminate your path. The way is made clear for you are always on the right path, and your angel will always protect you. There is no right or wrong path. For every path ultimately leads to the great ocean of love inside your heart. That's really nice. The next one that is additional information is relationship. If you are struggling to find a loving and meaningful relationship, it may be worth checking in on the relationship that you have with yourself. For all of our relationships with others just simply mirror the relationship that we have with ourselves and with the divine. If you feel that there's something lacking in your relationships with other people, you will often find that same thing lacking in connection to yourself. When you find love and meaning and presence and compassion within yourself, you will see all of this being reflected back at you with others. All transforms when we transform. Now, this comes under the heading of additional information, because when I finished the recording, I realized I forgot to tell you that in the next few weeks, the nodes of destiny change from the North Node being in Aries and the South Node being in Libra to the North Node being in Pisces and the South Node being in Virgo. And the nodes are in the same archetypes for 18 months. So we are coming right now in the next few weeks to a completion point. And with the South Node in Libra, we really have all been under the microscope around looking at our relationships and looking at certain habits that need to be transmuted. For example, and in particular with Libra, the habit of holding your voice to keep the peace, the habit of not standing up for yourself, because it's easier to give in to a more powerful person. I'm not the habit of codependency and people pleasing at unconscious levels. So over the past, 18 months, all of this has been kind of rattled in people, and we've all been asked to make some changes so that we could kind of live into that North Node more in Aries, which is about igniting that fire within us, the fire of the new territory that we want to move into, the fire of living our life aligned to our meaning, to meaning and purpose that is unique to us, and our authenticity, which is a theme with many of these cycles. So, I think like after in the second week of January, the nodes shift along with so many other planets, outer planet initiators that are changing. And so it's time to, we've been doing a lot of work to clean up and clear out some of these old patterns so that we can make some space. And in fact, that is the next card that I pulled. And this has to do with the challenges. Here is what you are challenged to do
now around the solstice energies over the next few months. Or here's what the challenges are. So one of the cards, I pulled two cards. One was Four of Fire, which is Four of Wands. And I pulled it from the mythical goddess Tarot by Sage Holloway. And this is a card that has a four-pointed fire mandala that symbolizes the full cycle of completion, just as nature becomes ablaze with color in its final cycle of autumn. Form ascends into fire in its last stages of consumption and completion. This vibrant image signifies the importance of completion now in your life. This is the time to acknowledge and release what no longer serves you and let it ascend into spirit. Address unfinished business and complete it now. Be willing to be empty so that the space is clear and open for new beginnings. And as I said in the astrology update, there is so much new energy coming in, some even more than I described, because I tried to just stay on topic with the solstice. But over the next year, you know, all of the outer planets are changing. Pluto recently changed into Aquarius for the next 20 years. The nodes are changing in a few weeks for the next 18 months. Saturn is going to be moving into Aquarius. Aries, Neptune is moving into Aries. Neptune stays in a sign for, you know, 12 to 18 years. Saturn for 2.5 years. And then Uranus is shifting from Taurus to Gemini this summer. So we are beginning new curriculums. We are clearing out some of our old contracts. We are setting up some new ones. We are moving into that spaciousness where you don't quite know yet what's going to happen. It's like an in-between time, that still point. Yeah, kind of like the solstice still point, but it's a bigger than that still point. It's getting ready for new challenges, new gifts, and new sense of mission and purpose in our lives, guided by love. Okay, the next challenge to release during the season is the Seven of Winds, which is the Seven of Swords. This is a woman imagines herself to be stuck inside a box, like prison of her own making. Her pessimism has created a mental outlook of self-imposed limitation. She is projecting these attitudes into her world, and they are reflected back to her. She has trapped herself in the seven dimensions of hell on earth, even though in reality, she could walk out of her self-made prison at any time. This card serves as a stark reminder that how you perceive the world and the attitude that you hold towards others determines the quality and choices of your life. Being boxed into a limited, hellish reality can show addiction to negativity and pessimism. Explore and root out habit patterns within yourself of anticipating the worst possible outcome and finding negative qualities in others. Now is the time to give thanks for all you have with a positive new perspective and change your world. So I've been, you know, I work a lot with soul retrieval in my practice and my teaching, and I've been doing some group soul retrievals. And one of the things that I've been saying is it's really important to release anticipatory fear, especially when this anticipatory fear cuts us off from those soul qualities like courage, like intuition, like inspiration, like enthusiasm for life, passion for life, like courage, joy, love, all of what we are here to bring into the world. We need to stay connected to ourselves. And so I think this card is really helpful around letting go of anticipatory fears and choosing what you want to energize. It doesn't mean avoiding your feelings. It means not getting trapped in your feelings and transforming them into the reality, into the energy that you create with. So I thought that was a good card for the challenges that we're facing this season. And then the last two cards have to do with the blessings that we are receiving and the potential outcomes and spirit help, spirit support. So this card I pulled is from the Mother Mary Oracle Guidebook from Alana Fairchild, and it is Our Lady of Holy Fire.
Our Lady of Holy Fire. To live is to burn, to grow and to ignite the heart and soul with passionate devotion to higher purpose. I ask you to honor me even when it seems like what you love is burning away or what you have believed in is failing you. I ask you to remain open to me, the Divine Feminine, even if you are in shock, denial, or feel betrayed or broken. To live with an open heart is for the brave souls that love me and are capable of loving the world. I bring you holy fire. It burns through me as spiritual passion and ignites now in you also, my dear child. You are to receive this fire now and set the heart of the world aflame. When we don't have spiritual passion in our heart, we fall in love with empty substitutes. We might yearn for a fantasy relationship that never quite manifests, or does for a short time before revealing itself to be less than substantial. Or perhaps we yearn for a great job with a great income, only to find that even if we achieve this, there is still a space in our hearts that is not satisfied by what we have attained. I just want to add to that, or we think the external world and the institutions in the external world are supposed to be a certain way, and when they're not, we forget about this other dimension of self. To feel truly connected to our own divine destiny, we have to be willing to allow our hearts to burn for something greater than our own individual needs and wants. It is not comfortable to do this, but it is fulfilling in a way that cannot be attained by any other method. It is not bad to have individual needs and wants, of course. We cannot quench another's thirst if our cup is so broken it cannot sustain nourishing liquid for us, let alone for anyone else. Yet the oracle of Our Lady of Holy Fire speaks to us of a passion for the divine coming into our hearts, which will heal us and empower us to love the world, allowing the Divine Mother energy to flow through us and assist our world, which is in the midst of rebirth right now. The holy fire in our hearts is what makes us want to grow spiritually. We cannot help but be intrigued by it, feel drawn to it, compelled to work at it and keep going, even when it gets tough or seems downright impossible. It is what makes us want to contribute something helpful to the world, to become empowered and truthful in how we live and want to live with goodwill and a genuine desire that all beings become happy and free. That holy fire in the heart is what fuels us when we are in dark, challenging times, when we force ourselves through the strength of our inner will to reach towards the divine for help, rather than collapsing in defeat or drowning in feelings of rejection or abandonment. Our Lady of Holy Fire is the patron protector of the mystical soul, the soul that yearns to know the divine and connect in a real, nourishing, and palpable way. That soul wants to know the divine more than it wants to play power games or rule the world. That soul wants to cut through all the nonsense that it knows is not important and experience divine truth. You hold within you this mystical heart, beloved, and Our Lady comes to you with acknowledgement of this and appreciation for your spiritual passion. If you have been feeling that your faith has been wavering or finding it difficult to trust that a situation will work out, or doubting yourself, feeling that you are not honoring your inner wisdom in a particular situation, Our Lady comes to you with comfort. She reinforces your spiritual strength now. She reminds you now of the unlimited divine resources you have access to through her grace. She reminds you that to love is to burn in a spiritual fire for the divine, and that this fire is in your heart ignited. She reminds you that you are her child, yes, but you are a living divine flame as well, filled with power and glory, and nothing shall subdue your light or spirit. If you are finding it difficult to relate to this message, you are being asked to loosen your grip on a situation that you are trying to hold on to. Let it burn in the holy fire of the Mother, and know that what emerges from that situation will be far superior and far more suitable for all concerned. Allowing it to burn means being completely honest, not hiding yourself or your true feelings. It means giving up the doubt and daring to believe that you don't have to be afraid. If you don't feel ready to do this quite yet, that is fine. You will get to that place at the right time and in the right way.
trust her and trust yourself to do the following healing processes to assist you, no matter where you are in this lesson of Our Lady of Holy Fire. Here is a healing process and affirmation. A living flame burns before you, bright, powerful, and intense. You may hear it crackling, or feel its heat on your skin, or feel its heat in your belly, but it will not harm you. Within the flame, the face of a beautiful woman appears, with her hands raised in blessing. Through the fire, she speaks to you, and she says she's going to help you find your deepest desires and your deepest fulfillment. She asks you to trust her. Place your hands at your heart, and if you can, trust her. Imagine that the fire, with her beautiful essence within it, is now burning gently in your heart, radiating through your entire being, all the way up and through the top of your head, and all the way down and out through the soles of your feet. You are a living flame filled with holy, bright, shimmering light. Allow yourself to stay and burn in the sacred fire with her as it cleanses, protects you, and activates your light and your love. When you are ready, finish with this healing affirmation said aloud 3 times. Our Lady of Holy Fire, Mother Mary, who loves me unconditionally, bless me with your powerful, compassionate truth. May my heart burn with that truth, and may it set the world free.
Aho! And then there's one more little short card from the mythical goddess Tarot to complete the blessing portion of this. The blessing and the guidance for the season ahead. This is Oracle Yemaya. Yemaya, the Brazilian Caribbean goddess of intuition and prophecy, is the ruler of the seas and the lakes and the mother of us all. She is the ultimate female power and soother of heart troubles, carrying deep, unknowable power. She is contemplation and divine introspection, and as Virgo, complete and whole unto herself. And as you know, there is a Virgo moon really being activated by Saturn and Jupiter at the time of solstice for the season. So interesting that we get this card that is connected to Virgo and deep introspection and contemplation. Yemaya sits firmly grounded in the seas of the earth, utterly connected and in communion with her source. The waters of psychic knowing provide her with constant inspiration and illumination from her core. This radiance and divine connection are her gifts to all and to you right now. This ocean goddess is the wise prophet who shows you through her glowing example to go within and find your connection to the great mother within, your true nourishment. Through the spiritual discipline of taking time daily to be alone and apart from the busy world, you illuminate the bridge to source within yourself and shine the light for others. This is where the gifts of prophecy and intuitive ability are nurtured and expanded. Aho, and many blessings to you.